The United States will send 530 athletes to the London Olympics. Cape Verde, a republic of 10 islands off Western Africa, will send 3. One of them is Ruben Sanka.
I started running back in middle school and high school. I was a soccer player, and my coaches convinced me to do some running to help with my soccer.
Ruben Sanka, now 25, moved from Cape Verde to Massachusetts when he was 12. He has dual citizenship, but when he returned to Cape Verde to compete in the 5,000 meters at the national championships, his welcome was muted.
Some of my friends from home had, you know, forgotten about me because they never thought of myself as a runner. I was born with asthma, and during the first few years of my life, it was a hardship for my family because I was in and out of the hospital at all times. And I was sort of known as the weak child of the family. So after I came to U.S. and went back home and won a national championship there, people were very surprised.
Those people won't be surprised to see Ruben Sanka competing in London. But some of the students with whom Sanka works at the University of Massachusetts in Lowell, where he's the business manager of student affairs, may be.
Some students don't even know that I'm a runner. And I try not to, you know, I don't really bring that up to their faces, so... If you go in my office, you probably won't find any trophies or medals hanging around.
Which is not to say there aren't plenty of both in a drawer somewhere. Sanka has won numbers of half marathons and competed successfully at various international events. His best times for 5,000 meters suggest that he's unlikely to medal in London, but Sanka has goals that have nothing to do with hardware.
I'm going in to try to represent my country with the goals of, you know, developing the track and field program here, there in Cape Verde. Until this year, 2012, we actually never had a track surface in Cape Verde. Now we just build a surface, we have a national championship, we're having track meets there. So my first goal isn't necessarily to go and win a medal, isn't to go and break a world record, but I am going with the purpose of representing my country to inspire others.
Ruben Sanka has already inspired those who've come to know him at UMass Lowell, where he earned both his undergraduate and master's degrees while commuting and holding down a work-study job, a schedule that meant he did most of his running before the sun rose and after it went down. After he'd been awarded his MBA, Ruben was offered employment at the university, an opportunity his coach, Gary Gardner, urged him to decline.
I think they made 3 separate job offers, each one better than the last, before he finally agreed to come on here as a full-time employee. You know, it was just an opportunity, you know, with his family background and everything, that he just couldn't pass up that kind of security. You know, he's a kid that's from, you know, an immigrant family, and, you know, when he got to that point, you know, I backed him up 100%.
Gary Gardner will be backing up Ruben Sanka in London, too. He'll be the sole member of the runner's entourage, and Sanka will be the only athlete he has to coach. Gardner says he's been impressed by Sanka's talent, his maturity, and his work ethic ever since he recruited him out of the John O'Brien School of Mathematics and Science in Boston. As a coach, he's realistic about what his runner is likely to accomplish at the London Games, but he sees this adventure as part of a process.
The race of his life would probably at this point be making the finals. Our goal is to get him into that trials race and try to make the finals, you know, as best we can. Our long-term goal and what we've really have aimed for over the last probably 6 years is really to get him ready for a marathon in 4 years from now.
But let's not get ahead of ourselves. In just over a week, Ruben Sanka will be heading for London. There he will join sprinter Lydion Lopes and Adesanjula Moniz, who competes in judo, and the team from Cape Verde will be complete. Perhaps together they will sing their tiny nation's anthem, which includes the line, "Hope is as big as the sea which embraces us." As I was saying goodbye to Ruben Sanka in Lowell this week and wishing him luck, it occurred to me that since Cape Verde will only have 3 athletes at the Games, he has a 1-in-3 shot at carrying the flag in the opening ceremonies. He smiled like a gentleman and shrugged.
Yeah, we'll see. Usually there are 2 other girls going. We'll probably give the opportunity for the ladies to carry the flag. But if they don't want to carry it, I'll be happily able to carry it.
Why not? For years, he's balanced a full-time course load, a job, a long commute, and the rigors of training twice a day for international competition. How hard can it be to carry a flag?